Who knew that grapes could be so entertaining?
This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time. So now our family has a new cell phone user in Corbin.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know why we didn't do this before, but we now have a family group chat. So it's my wife and my four oldest in the family group chat.
Six total.
So just for an example, Malachi had his first day on the job back on the 18th, and he's like, on lunch break, so far so good. I've decided I strongly dislike packaging grapes. And Gloria's like, yay, asabu, who knew it would be grapes? Corbin like, green ones or purple ones? This 100% matters. Answer the question. Corbin is the 13-year-old. And Malachi's like, all of them, Corbin. All of them. I had to mix them. Corbin, mixing grapes? How dare they? I was making combo grapes. Malachi's, then he scrolled down a little while. And like we talked about other things. And finally, Corbin's like, I'm still not over the grapes. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Purple grapes are far superior to green grapes and should always be kept separate from their inferiors, lest they be infected with ungoodness. Goodness. And don't get me started on grape flavoring like Jolly Ranchers. I don't know what to say, except I'm very entertained. This may be a thing. Tales from the group chat may be a thing.
A dramatic reading.
Why did it have to be grapes? Anyway.
But what about the yellow grapes?
The yellow grapes. I suggested cotton candy grapes because they're green and they're delicious. He's like, they can't be good. They're green.
I can't wait for more.
Oh, and I've got more. Here's Build a Boat from Colton Dixon, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.